So it's a minimally invasive surgical technique called ITIND. So basically, for those patients who have issues with their waterworks secondary to an enlarged prostate, usually with a high bladder neck, those are patients who would benefit from this minimally invasive technique. It's a small device made up of a very soft metal, which has three wires and an anchoring device. So this is placed in the prostatic cavity under local anesthetic. The patient then goes home with it, just with a tiny wire hanging out. And within a week's time, we remove that device for them. The whole procedure takes 2-3 minutes. The idea is that this device slowly expands within the prostatic cavity, and it allows the flow to become better once the device is removed. Now, the advantages is that it has no impact on sexual function, and incontinence is never an issue with placing such a device. The following week, the patient comes into the outpatient department. We pop a tiny catheter through the water pipe, and we just remove the device through that catheter. It takes probably less than a minute to remove the device. Bladder outflow obstruction service in Queen Margaret Hospital, as we call it, the BPH service, is a state-of-the-art service. It is a center of excellence where we have absolutely every technique that is required for our patients, starting from lasers to minimally invasive techniques, which will allow us to have a patient-centric approach when the patient attends to our clinics, so we tailor the right treatment to the right patient.